Englishman was optioned by Bobby Neumeier, bless his soul, who just passed away. Mm-hmm. So it was really just a matter of months. Bobby's wife, Debbie Neumeier, gave Mad Dogs and Englishmen to her employer, Steven Spielberg, and who gave it to George Lucas. And George hired me for the Young Indiana Jones Chronicles. And then Steven hired me to do a rewrite on A Far Off Place, which was my first feature film credit. So just within really a matter of months.
You were up there with the big boys.
not with the big boys, right. but my career was established. And I got a two-picture deal at Disney. I sold a couple of pitches, mm-hmm. and then A Far Off Place, the Amblin picture, went into production, and it was just one after another after that point.
These early screenplays, did you have friends and family kind of read them and give you feedback, or did you just kind of go it alone and throw them out there?
No, I had some people in Manhattan that read them.
Was that valuable to you at all, getting those kind of early opinions?
Yeah, it's always valuable if you ask the right questions. Yeah. You know,
or I guess the right people, too.
These people who I asked to read were not involved in the industry. And the questions that I asked were simple. They were, did you like it?
Right.
Were you moved by it?
Right. Sound like a test screening questionnaire.
Truly. Right. I mean, you know, did you find anything about it offensive? Was there anything confusing? Did you have to put the screenplay down because